Good evening. It's been some really strange weather out there because on the 4th, me and my uncle and my cousin, we decided to go on a bike ride. And I asked my phone, you know, Siri, I said, hey, what's the forecast? And she said, mostly cloudy, but a little bit of rain. And I said, oh, cool. So we went on the bike ride and it started pouring rain. And so I asked her, I said, what happened, Siri? She said, oh, did I do that? And I said, let's open up to Matthew chapter 26, verse 31. And let's pray one more time. Dear God, I thank you so much for this day and just bringing me here, Lord, and all these people. I just ask that you give me the strength and the spirit would be with us today, and that everybody would take something from this, even the children. And Lord, you just guide us that throughout this whole day, and just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Matthew chapter 26, verse 31. I'm going to be starting in verse 31, so. It says, then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so did all the disciples. So today I just want to talk about this thing we have in our life about depending on the Lord and how often we don't do it and how often we go through life trying to do ministry or witness to people or anything in life, and we just have trouble doing that because we don't have this extra thing in our heart to do it, and that's the Spirit. And I want to talk about how Peter didn't have that when he denied Jesus. And, you know, like a lot of people, they have this trouble figuring out why did Peter deny Jesus, even though he said he'll die for him and he'll go to prison for him and all these other things. But, you know, Peter didn't realize that his flesh was weak, and he didn't realize that he needed Jesus to be there with him. So let's go back to verse 40 in Matthew chapter 26. And, you know, Jesus, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's praying before he goes to the cross. And the disciples are not praying, you know. They're sleeping. They just had a meal. They're sleeping. And they're not realizing that this is the day that Jesus will be crucified, you know. I'm sorry, before we read that, let's go to verse 69. Sorry about that. Verse 69 of chapter 26. I'll start reading it. It says, now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, you also were with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you are saying. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, this fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. But again, he denied with an oath, I do not know that man, or I do not know the man. And a little later, those who stood by came and said to Peter, surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus who said to him, before the rooster crows, you would deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly. So, you know, Peter, at first he had this boast in his heart. You know, he thought that he can stand in front of the scribes and the high priest and be strong for Jesus, you know. But the same day he denies Jesus, you know, and Jesus tries to tell him, he said, all of you are made to stumble. All of you are made to be weak. But he tries to give him an answer, and I want to go to that answer in verse 40. Verse Verse 40 says, then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? And verse 41 is really my first point of this message. He says, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Peter didn't realize that him denying Jesus, that was part of his flesh. That was his weakness. And we need to realize in our lives that as we live out the Christian life, we need God's spirit no matter what we do in life. And my first point is this. Always lean upon the Lord and depend on him in every situation. Because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Jesus told Peter the spirit is willing to help you, but Peter did not listen. He thought he could do it on his own. So that's really my first point. And switch here. So I want to move on to this thing about weakness and where does that play in our Christian lives? Where is that? How do we display our strength in God in our godly lives? You know, a lot of times people think as Christians as weak people, and a lot of times it's because the way we show our Christian lives to other people, especially young people in school. Adults during work, we have to show people God's strength in our lives, because that's where we get our strength from, is God in the spirit that's in us. So I want to look at Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 31. It says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We have to realize that our strength is in Christ that's in us. It's in the spirit. It's not in what we do. It's not in what we desire. We have to always realize that the things that we want to do in our lives has to come from God's spirit living within us. And it says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. We have to wait and see what God's telling us in our lives. You know, Peter decides to sleep, and Jesus is trying to tell him, hey, man, I'm about to be crucified. And Peter is, and it makes sense because they just got done eating. They feel tired, and Jesus is the only person, and he warns them three times. Let God give you the strength you need. He will lift you up. He wants to empower you. He wants to empower us in our Christian lives. Them hard moments where we have to witness to people, talk to our friends during times of debate, or just tell them, hey, I'm a Christian. I have to be proud of that. That's hard sometimes, especially in a young person life. That's something that we need God's strength to do. So a little bit about me. When I first came to the Lord, I really didn't have a lot of friends to support me. I really didn't know anybody else that was, going to church really deep about the Lord and really wanted to seek the Lord. So just like Ben said earlier this morning about Jesus really being alone when he had this mission about saving his people, and how I felt alone during that time, too, in my life. But I come to realize that it's God who gives me the strength to get through these things. And I want to tell anybody in here, you might be facing a storm. You might be facing some type of battle in your life. No matter what it is, it's going to come if it hasn't come yet. And you need to realize that God is the one who gives the strength, not us. We have to stop sometimes and reflect on what are our motives, what are our desires in life, or where do they come from. And this leads me to my second point, and my second point is this: God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Sometimes we look at our weakness as a bad thing, and we look at what we can't do and what people said we can't do in our failures, with things that didn't go right in life, and we say, man, I just, I just, feel like a failure in life, even though I'm a Christian. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12. And I'm going to be starting in verse 9. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, may gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches and needs, in persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For I am weak and I am strong." Paul says, "I boast in my infirmities. I boast in my hard times." I wonder, do we do the same when we have troubles in life? Or do we look at our weaknesses and we stop there and say, "I don't know what to do," and we go through this whole season of not trusting God and thinking that we can get past the hard times where we accepted Christ and Christ put his spirit within us to help us. Living the Christian life is not a natural thing, but we have something that's supernatural in us to help us. You see, Jesus was trying to tell Peter, "Your flesh is weak, but that's okay because my grace is sufficient and I am willing to give you strength." You know, I wish I would have realized this, like, when I first came to the Lord, you know, like I had a hard time being around cousins and friends and, you know, being on fire for the Lord. It'll be times where somebody will walk in my room, I'll be reading my Bible and I'll just throw it to the other end of the room. And they'd be like, what was you doing? I'd be like, "Oh, watching TV." TV would be off. And didn't make any sense. But Paul says, I boast in my infirmities. We have to change our attitude about our weaknesses in life. And every single person in here has a weakness in their life. They have a failure that they wish they could have done, or they wish they would have done, in the or they would do in the in this present time. God is willing to give us the same thing. He's willing to help us when we're down, when we're low. And as I was studying this, I thought to myself, what strength is greater than God's strength to be in us? Amen. We have to recognize that. No matter who you are, young, you have to recognize that when you're around people, you're around your friends, you're witnessing to people, you're standing up for your faith, you have something in you to overcome that. Now let's go to John chapter 21. You know, Peter, he thought he was so strong, but yet he was so weak at the same time. And that's why I like when Paul said, "When I am weak, then I am strong." You know, Jesus, he had compassion for Peter. And this is my third point. The Lord Jesus is full of mercy and has compassion for us. That he gives us second chances when we do wrong. That even when we reject him, he still comes in our lives and he gives us blessings. His mercy is new every morning. So let's go to verse 15 in John chapter 21. And this is after Jesus' resurrection, and he's having breakfast with the disciples, and you know, him and Peter have this kind of awkward conversation. So, verse 15 says, "So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him again, a second time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' He said to him a third time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, You gird yourself and walk where you wish. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. You see, just like Peter denied Jesus three times, I think Jesus didn't ask him this question accidentally three times. Do you love me? Do you love me? I think if it was me, that third time would have like a light bulb would have went off in my heart. I'm like, wow. This kind of reminds me of something not good. And, you know, but, you know, Jesus, he's prompting Peter into something in his heart. And we have, and it's crazy because, you know, when Jesus, after his resurrection, when he first appeared to the disciples, he said, peace be with you. But the last time he seen his disciples, they all left him. He has this compassion that we don't have in us. So the Lord knew what he was doing when he was asking Peter these questions, and it got to Peter. But, you know, Peter, he ended up preaching the gospel in the book of Acts. He ended up writing parts of the Bible. And he was able to tell other people, yeah, I denied Jesus three times, but look what he's done in my life. You know, what Peter did is not really too far from what Judas did. I mean, he did a serious thing, denying Jesus and using swear words with it. But he did not realize that when he told Jesus that I would not deny, well, I would die for you, he didn't realize that I'm going to run away when things get rough. He didn't realize that at that time. So again, my first point was this. Always lean upon the Lord and depend on him in every situation, because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Again, realize that our flesh is not enough to get us through things in life. It's not enough to live this Christian life. You know, I didn't know what to expect when I first started walking with the Lord. I didn't know would it be hard, peaceful. I didn't know. I really didn't have any good examples growing up. But, you know, I've come to realize that it's a process every year. It's not an easy walk. And I can really say that because I've been through battles every year of my life walking with the Lord and dealing with people in school and just dealing with this whole process of God changing my life. And that's something I never thought that, you know, I would do, you know, back in my old life. So, you know, I just want to encourage anybody that's here tonight that's, like I said, I know it's somebody's either going through a storm. They've been through a storm, and they're about to go through some type of trouble in their life, some type of bad season in their life that they don't know what to do. Every time you go through that, realize that God's strength is the one to lift you up, not what you can do. What you can do is limitless. Limited, I'm sorry. What God can do is limitless. Remember, Isaiah chapter 40, that's a promise. Always remember that verse. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait on the Lord. Let him give you what you need to succeed in this Christian life, because it's not going to be easy. Peter did not realize this. He thought, I walked with Jesus 3 years, I'm good. You know, but he didn't even realize that the day of God was coming where Jesus would be crucified. My second point was this. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Again, we think weakness is a bad thing in our lives, especially in our Christian lives. We think of as ourselves inferior to others. But realize that God uses the weak. God uses the brokenhearted. God uses the ones who call upon him. Always know that. Always know that God uses our weaknesses. And this is actually a quote that I wrote while studying this. It says, we have to realize that our own pride leads us to failures and weaknesses in life, but our faith in God leads us to victory and strength. We should always look to Jesus. And again, my third point is this. The Lord Jesus is full of mercy, and he has compassion for us. You know, when I first came to the Lord again, I was so shocked how much he can forgive me and how quickly he is to change us when we call out to him. And we have to recognize that the Lord, his compassion for us is nothing we will see around us. We have to always know that. And if you tonight, you feel like you're guilty about something, you feel like you can't get through a storm you're going through, know that God's compassion and his mercy is greater than all of that. His grace is greater than all of that. Amen. His mercies are new every morning. Jesus calls Peter. He focuses Peter. He said, "Feed my sheep." And then he restores Peter. Look at who he can use. He used somebody that rejected him and denied him. He can use you too. Peter is somebody that's just like us. Somebody that's not always walking the straight path, have bumps on the road, but you know, just like Jesus forgave Peter, he can forgive us. He can restore us. I mean, Peter went on to preach the gospel. And at his first sermon, 3,000 people were saved. I mean, God can use anybody. I just think that's amazing. And so, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm done. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for this day, and Lord, just everybody that you use in this chapel, and continually giving us the strength that we need to live our Christian life in hard times, Lord. And let's look towards you. Let's not lean upon our own understanding. Let's not go off straight away, and Lord, and let's just always look towards you when times get rough. Let's realize that our flesh is not strong enough to live this Christian life. That the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. That's in us. And every day we have the opportunity to walk in that. Let's do that, Lord, amongst people who don't know you, Father. And we give people a hard time, but really, Lord, we were just like them. Because it was your grace that saved us, not our actions, not what we did, not what we planned, but it was you who came suddenly into our lives. You stopped what was going on. You stopped what our plans was. You stopped what we thought we knew about ourselves, what we thought we knew about others, about life. You gave us a new hope that nobody in this world can replace. And that's our hope in Jesus, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. The meeting is dismissed. 353 in the blue book.